Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot at what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. As many of you know, I spent the earlier part of my career in the tech industry. I was a microprocessor designer and deeply involved in the design of algorithms that would make processing faster. This was everything from designing circuits to accelerate decisions to methods of communicating faster across longer distances. I studied the latest research on machine learning throughout my career. At the time, the industry was trying to mimic the architecture of the brain, and these neural networks were associative memories. But in the world of precise logic, which is what I was working on, you could only deliver an exact rendition of a very specific shade of blue. In the world of fuzzy logic, like we have in the brain, we lump a whole bunch of different colors together and we call them all blue or all green. Machine learning requires the associations of items that are not the same but are similar. This notion of similar is fuzzy. Are two shades of blue to be considered different, or are they all just blue? We make value judgments all the time about things using fuzzy logic. This brings me to the rapidly emerging field of artificial intelligence, and I have to tell you, I was completely blindsided by the explosion of AI into the mainstream. Traditional computing and software systems are great at establishing logic-based decision-making. At the very core, we think of a simple two-letter word, the word if. If this condition is true, then do that. If your bank balance drops below a threshold, the bank might charge you a higher fee. It's very logical decision-making. If the time of day reaches 7 a.m., then sound an alarm. You get the idea. All traditional computing systems are based on preconceived, pre-programmed logic. The biggest difference between this precise logic and fuzzy logic is the use of imprecise concepts. And then I'll layer on top of that the notion of learning. Concepts like personality are very difficult for people to describe, let alone ask a computer to describe. Imagine, could you ask a computer to write a report on, say, housing in Nashville, written in the style of the Real Estate Espresso podcast? That's a very fuzzy concept of how to do that. Now, I don't think I'm in jeopardy of being out of a job anytime soon, but hopefully you get the idea of what I mean by fuzzy logic. Computers have replaced human in many mechanical tasks that can be described by a precise algorithm. Fuzzy logic encompasses ideas like, give me a recipe for a pizza that's inspired by cuisine from Thailand. Or how about giving me a 3D rendering for a kitchen that incorporates modern appliances, shaker-style cabinets, and a mid-century modern room constructed with a vaulted ceiling and post and beam construction methods. That's a very broad guideline, and yet we're looking to computers to increasingly understand that request. In the world of artificial intelligence, we're transcending from the literal to the conceptual, where you can describe things with characteristics rather than merely exact criteria. Commerce, as we know it, is going to be upended by this. Businesses like Amazon, that have built their entire global footprint on the basis of a sophisticated search engine, could be threatened by businesses that do a better job of catering to customers' needs through a better understanding of what the customer is looking for. We've all experienced entering a search query only to receive a long list of unrelated products that happen to match a literal keyword somewhere in the search. You might be asking for a wall-mounted oven, and the search results includes hundreds of items that include spare parts like extra racks and cleaners and things like that that have nothing to do with the oven itself. And customers get pretty frustrated quickly with the time wasted searching for what they really want. Ultimately, they will gravitate towards those suppliers that deliver a better online experience. And incorporating artificial intelligence into the customer experience will transform search, and it's going to transform commerce entirely. Now, you might be wondering why I'm talking about this and how this will affect real estate investors. Well, I'm glad you asked. Imagine that you have a portfolio of rental properties, and the client is looking for a three-bedroom apartment within 10 minutes walking distance of a specific elementary school, or maybe within a five-minute walk of the number 65 bus route. Today's apartment listing sites force you to wade through hundreds of listings in order to make that determination whether a property will meet your criteria or not. In the future, those companies that deliver a better search experience will be differentiated, and they'll have a differentiated offering in the market. But it will not be enough to incorporate AI into your offering. Remember, these systems can learn. Just like you have to train a newly hired employee in your business, you're going to need to train the software to respond appropriately to your target customer's queries. There was a time when you would walk into a clothing store and the salesperson would take one look at you and immediately pick something off the rack that's perfect for you. It might not even be something you would have naturally chosen, but once you tried it on, you were thankful the salesperson had the insight and the experience to match you with the perfect piece of clothing. That is true intelligence. An artificial intelligence has the potential to transform the buying experience as we know it. We've gone from an environment where the sales process was highly personal. Think back to the 1960s and 70s, when everything was service-based, to an environment today where it's pretty much all do-it-yourself. Computers have put travel agents out of business. Now you need to search for where you want to travel. Computers put the front desk receptionist out of business in many companies. But those retailers, those that are customer-facing, who go beyond presenting generic choices, and they show you choices in your favorite colors first, these are the ones that will win by removing the friction in the buying process. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.